We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Now 8:30 here on this Thursday morning. Light rain and 73 degrees. KNSS breaking news. The United States has carried out its second federal execution this week, killing by lethal injection a Kansas man whose lawyers contended he had dementia and was unfit to be executed. Wesley Ira Perkey was put to death this morning at the Federal Correctional Complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. Perkey was convicted of kidnapping and killing a girl in Missouri before dismembering her body. He expressed remorse right before he was executed, saying he regretted the pain and suffering he caused. The Supreme Court cleared the way for Perkey's execution to take place just hours before. Another man, Daniel Lewis Lee, was put to death Tuesday, ending a 17-year hiatus on federal executions. The Kansas Department of Education voted unanimously to accept guidance for reopening schools.
The KDE voted 9-0 Wednesday to accept the Navigating Change, Kansas Guide to Learning and School Safety Operations, to assist schools in their preparations for the upcoming school year. The plan was created with input from hundreds of educators, parents, and community members from across the state. The plan includes only recommendations, not mandates, meaning it is up to the school districts to decide what is best for students and staff. The entire plan consists of over 1,000 pages and gives recommendations for almost every aspect of school operations. Some of the recommendations include students 6th grade and up, all staff and visitors should wear face masks, maintain social distancing, and wash their hands every hour. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The 2021 recommended budget for Sedgwick County was presented Wednesday.
The county aims for a balanced budget with no tax increase and no service level reduction despite the economic crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the recommendations from County Manager Tom Stoles is no pay increase for county staff next year, but he did offer one silver lining.
The good news is for employees, there's no cost increase for health insurance and benefits packages as we move forward.
The recommended budget for 2021 stands at just over $438 million, with a property tax rate estimated at 29.359 mils. Public hearings are scheduled for Wednesday, July 22nd at 9 a.m. and Monday, August the 10th at 6 p.m. Budget adoption is slated for Wednesday, August the 12th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The state of Kansas has launched a new Kansas Works CanVet website.
The site provides access to State of Kansas veteran-specific resources and benefits on a one-stop, convenient webpage. Resources available to veterans on the site include, but are not limited to, employment resources, veteran and family assistance, education resources, and mental health support. In addition to veterans resources, the CanVet site also allows employers to take the Hire a Veteran pledge to publicly show their commitment to the men and women who have defended our nation. To find out more, just click on the link in the news story on our webpage. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now open with safety guidelines in place. Carry out and curbside is also available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As more clouds move into south-central Kansas, we'll see a few scattered thunderstorms here early on. Those will likely move out by mid-morning, but more may develop later on this afternoon and this evening and then stretch into southeastern Kansas. With a break in the clouds, we will get to 90 today, 74 tonight, breezy and 99 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light rain, 73 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve and Ted on this Thursday, July 16th. On this date in 1969, Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy.
Hey!
On the first manned mission to the surface of the moon. Time for entertainment news. We call it the Blur. And Chad Chambers on the Blur desk this morning, Chad.
A 30 Rock reunion. For those of you out there that liked 30 Rock, will be seen by some, but unfortunately, won't be seen by all. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino reporting.
30 Rock is back for a reunion special.
No mask, hush up.
We're in an open-air system.
But it won't be seen by some independently owned affiliates across the country. The nostalgia trip, which is also being used by NBC as an upfront presentation for its upcoming fall season, is scheduled to air at 8 p.m. in major cities, but stations owned by Nexstar, Sinclair Broadcast Group, Tegna, Gray Television, and other companies have all pledged not to air the show because the special is also set to promote its new streaming platform, Peacock, which would be direct competition for broadcast networks. Another negative for the affiliates is the hour is also ad-free. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
So a little controversy on NBC there, but some people will get to see a 30 Rock reunion special. Some won't. A horror story exploring one's mind slipping away. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor Emily Mortimer. Mortimer stars in the new on-demand horror flick Relic by first-time feature film writer-director Natalie Erica James. After a woman disappears, her daughter and granddaughter go to her house. She returns and can't explain where she was, while an inexplicable force also starts to take over the home. It's a twist on the haunted house tale, as it's also about dementia. Mortimer spoke about how powerful she feels it is to tell a story in this way.
Incredibly entertaining. It's funny at times. It's audacious. It's outrageous. It's wild. It is sad and heartbreaking, but it's also beautiful and kind of cathartic. And by the end of it, you really feel like you've gone through something incredibly intense. But you kind of come out the other side and you feel better. I think you feel better about the whole notion of death by the end of it in a way that I can't even really explain.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Voters in Oklahoma will be able to vote for Kanye West for president. He's announced that he's kind of stepping away from running, but Representative for West filed the paperwork and the $35,000 fee in time for the deadline yesterday. That's according to the Oklahoma Board of Elections. TMZ reports West has filed a statement of organization with the Federal Election Commission. So, yeah, voters in Oklahoma, you're going to be able to vote for Kanye if you want to.
Oh, boy.
Steve, you're probably not the world's biggest Metallica fan, I would gather.
Oh, the Metallicas?
Yeah, not really.
Good man.
Well, Metallica is back with the San Francisco Orchestra for S&M 2. Here's Fox's Laura Ingle.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Nothing else matters. Metallica fans have reason to celebrate. Unfortunately, not because the band is returning to stadiums anytime soon, but they have announced the release of a live record featuring the two S&M 2 dates they performed last year with the San Francisco Symphony. The S stands for Symphony and the M, Metallica. The recorded shows were the first events held at San Francisco's new Chase Center and were a reprise of Metallica's 1999 collaboration with the orchestra. Fans won't get their hands on any of it until August 28th when S&M 2 is officially released. But there's a lot to look forward to. The recording will be available in 2 CD, 4 LP vinyl, Blu-ray or DVD, and digital film configurations, and a limited edition super deluxe box as the actual sheet music used by the orchestra and signed by the four members of Metallica. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I have the original Metallica S&M album. I gotta say, it's really funny listening to that. The first several songs are... timing's a little off. It's kind of awkward. It's not really sounding good. The songs aren't anywhere as good as you might hear them on other Metallica albums. And then several songs in, they hit a specific one, and there's just this point where it all kind of comes together, and all of a sudden it starts sounding good. But it took a little while. But yeah, S&M 2
is on the way. A TV personality slamming conspiracy theories about his well-being. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
America's Got Talent judge Howie Mandel says he is fine amid baseless viral claims circulating TikTok that he is being held captive.
I'm fine, people.
The rumors starting over a video the comedian shared poking fun of do-it-yourself quarantine projects, creating a shoe bag out of a paper shopping bag. While it was meant as a joke, teenage TikTokers began suggesting Mandel points to the letters SOS on text written on the bag, sparking a slew of concern for his well-being. Mandel tells BuzzFeed, if I was held captive, and I've never been held captive before, I would imagine they would not allow me on TikTok. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Celebrity conspiracy theories. Always very strange there. NBA players living in the bubble. How are they dealing with being locked down? Well, just like for everything else, there's an app for that. The NBA developed an app for players that includes everything from how to get food to delivered to the bubble to how to book extra practice time in the bubble. There's a page on the app that allows players to report violations of health protocols, as like someone not wearing a mask. It also lists links to mental health resources and even details on how players can register to vote in the bubble.
Okay.
Know that. There's an app for bubble players for the NBA. 22 teams will remain there for another month, and teams that make the playoffs will actually have to stay considerably longer than that. We've got some birthdays in entertainment today. Here's one you're a big, big fan of there, Steve. Will Ferrell turns 53 years old today. Will Ferrell, SNL alum, possibly best known for his Ron Burgundy character in Anchorman.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
Well, you asked me to come by, sir.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy. Happy birthday to Will Ferrell. And Anchorman there. Also today is the birthday of actor Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman,
49 years old today, Corey Feldman. Probably best known as a child and teen actor. Here's Feldman as Mouth in The Goonies.
Mouth, you said you could translate. Translate, right here.
Yeah, translate it.
Ye intruders beware. Crushing death and grief. Soaked with blood of the trespassing thief.
Oh, Mouth from The Goonies, turning 49 years old today. Actor Corey Feldman, he actually released some music in recent years. Bit of a recording artist. I've actually seen the music video for his single Ascension Millennium. It was something.
Yes, I'm sure it was good.
It was a little strange, a little surreal. It had fellow Goonie star Sean Astin in it in a quick role there in a music video, so... Interesting, but that's happy birthday to actor Corey Feldman today. Steve, that's all we have for The Blur today, but The Blur is brought to you every weekday by Napoleon Appliance Repair, serving customers in Wichita for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Fallout from pandemic could be grim for smaller aviation suppliers. That story and more on the Wichita Business Journal update coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.